started. So, I know I did my hair in my last vlog, but I'm gonna refresh and use twist. So, yeah, they're kind of dry. So, I'm just gonna take it down, comb out my hair, have a wrapped up comb. So, yeah, I'm definitely gonna stop. So comb to help with my parting, that's why. But I am redoing these twists, keeping these in for 2 months. So I got a coaching for what I said. And that's it. I'm going to put this job. To call up Hair Connections and get my hair done for a full weekend. Thank you. Oh, and I'm also gonna include some Ayurvedic herbs. I want to go on a hair growth challenge to train my hair to be tamed and growing. This is shed. I'm gonna try like all DIYs for my whole regimen. So that's like I want to be consistent with those steps, and I'm gonna show you guys how I take care of my hair. Ready, so tune in. Alright, so I moved to the bathroom. I'm gonna just finish checking my hair. Make sure my parting straight, but I have enough hair for each. Okay, so I combed out this one section. Do you want me to stop making the mess?
small as possible so they last longer too.
I've got it right here. It has American oil in there already, so that's good. This is my first mini twist. They call mini for a reason, so. Mini twists are fairly easy. I'm doing them really, really small this time around. Yep, I need them to be this small. I don't need them too small now, but I need them small enough where see you guys in a few minutes. Yeah, so these are going to be really small. I'm using a little bit of hair for each one because I don't want them too big. That's why I take those ones out, because I feel like the mini twists will last longer. I'm just saying. They'll last longer if they're smaller. That way they're a little more neater and whatnot. And they just last longer overall. So this will be my main hairstyle. I will be doing. Make sure you guys have tuned into my last vlog. Oh, and follow me on Instagram. I just went to win a Hamilton. Hey. I posted pics and episodes. So, yeah. So, shall we continue? Yes. These are going to be real small. I'm going to take a picture so you guys can see it. And all I use is a dab size of the butter mixture. So I was gonna say shea butter, but it was technically that, but yeah, with my mango oil. But yeah, so let me give you an update on what's going on. Me, I'm always working. If I'm not working, then I'm home. So, yeah. Planning to leave this job. Most likely Monday because of how the orientation might be set up. I guess via Zoom, so I might be able to tune in while I'm at work. Might. So I have two coaches against me. Yeah, these are going to be absolutely small because I need them to last me the 2 months starting today. That's what I did right today. Big. I'm going to do the mini twist, and then I'm going to do a flat twist all the way around. This way my hair stays together better.
okay. No, never mind. Scratch that. Scratch that. We're just gonna do the main twist. Actually, you know what? I'm changing it because I don't got the time to sit here and do this. I'm gonna grab my comb. This feels so good because my scalp is like. Maybe I should just leave my fur alone, but that's too much because then it gets all tangled and whatnot. Gonna do some flat twists because flat twists are quicker and easier. What I'm gonna do is just section my hair. Probably section it's really small section and just rubber band it up or not or something.
That's what I'm going to bring to this head of mine. Sectioning it off in as many sections as I can. And this will be my protective style because I don't have the time to be in my hair every minute, so I will just use a hair journey where I don't do nothing to my hair but this. And trust me, these won't be tight because my hair is thick, as y'all can see. So, that's what I'm gonna do. Put it to. Ooh, that parting is crisp. Gonna moisturize it. This is my protective style because I can't be bothered to be in my hair every day, so. Now just use this little scrunchie and I'll wrap it around like two times if that, because I don't want it too tight anyways. So wrap it around enough to be a little bun and that's it. And no, it's not tight either, so. The next one. Moisturize it. So many times, and trust me, I'm not touching my hair. I don't like the way this came out. Two, three, four times, five. I kind of wants to look like the other one. I want it to be similar on both sides. I don't want to cooperate with me for the little bun. I mean, no. Mm-mm. It should be a little poof. Two, three, four, five times. One, two, three times should be enough. Four, five times should be enough. Okay, it's similar. What's that? No.
I should do buns on one side and then mini twists on the other. I mean, flat twists on the other side. Or I just should just try to do the little bun by itself. That could be a whole hairstyle, though. Oh, that's what I should do with my hair. Instead of using these rubber bands, use my fingers and do the mini bun. Because all it is hair wrapped around itself in a bun. Combine these two. I'm gonna just wrap this one on twice. 1, 2, 3 times. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do low buns. 1. Let me do 2. One, two, three, four. Wrap it around 5 times. Do the little bun. Right, you know what? Just forget about this whole hairstyle thing. What is this? Puff out my fro. Take some pictures. So y'all, what's good? I got my niece to do my hair. She can part in 4, use some gel. She can do 4 little buns, and that's officially going to be my protective style for the next 2 months. Your girl is tired of my head, and I just can't be doing it no more, you know. I'm watching people's steps while talking to you guys. So she's gonna do my hair. Asking too many questions, like me. My niece finna do my hair. My niece are canceled. I'm gonna have my niece part my hair into four and put it into scrunchies. Hope she didn't wet up the ones I had. Did you wet up the ones I had? Huh? Did you wet up the scrunchies I had?
No.
Oh. Well, where are they?
They're right
there.
Where? They're right there. And you need to get some stronger scrunchies because those are basically white girl scrunchies for wanting hair. You need to get scrunchies like this. I don't know, I had a scrunchie for so long.
Alright, come on. I need to use those because those are not tight. Ooh, this.
That's the point, they're not tight, they're not good.
On and popping.
You need to get ones like these.
Alright, come on.
No, bring two of those. I'm gonna use two of those and two of these.
Thank you. Say hello to you. The podcast.
Use a black one. Hello.
Tell them who you are. Introduce yourself.
My name's Kim, and I'm doing her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a professional hairstylist.
Yep.
A bachelor's
degree. Yes, bachelor's degree. I hear that, so hit her up. Gonna put her IG handle in the description. You want your hair done? Come to her.
Okay, let's go. Finally getting my hair done by a professional stylist. She's so good at parting. Y'all know I can't part to save my dear life. But let's get into it. Is there anything you want them to know about you?
No.
Where are you located? Arizona.
Yeah, she's located in Arizona. Okay. She came all the way down here to do my hair. Like, she's 25, okay? And, like, the girl was hustling. I'm paying her
$5. I'm 18.
Oh, sorry, again, she's 18.
Yeah.
She got her own business in Arizona, so hit her up, guys. And don't be stingy. Pay the
girl. Yeah, I only do black people's hair, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's African American. Shout out. My Instagram handle is linked in the post. Okay, guys? Oh, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. Go over there. Don't be shy. Say hello. And I say hello back. So, today's our style. We're just getting four puffs. And that's it. Your girl's tired of doing her own hair, so call up this hairstylist. Her name is Kim. And she's all the way from Arizona. She's 18. She got a business out there. So, how many clients do you see a day?
1,000.
1,000 clients a day?
Yeah.
She's very popular. She has four hairstylists. Name,
yeah, I put them on the wait list.
What are your hairstylist names?
I don't know.
You forgot their names already?
Yeah, we don't care about their names.
Okay. So she puts people on the wait list because she's so busy every single weekend. How many days a week are you open?
Every day, except for Saturday.
What do you do on Saturday?
Eat food and go to church.
Okay. Yeah, she's a person the whole girl. For all that he has done, she's an Adventist, by the way, so shout out to her too.
What are you doing to her hair?
She's a professional hairstylist. So, yeah, she's all the way from Arizona, guys. Make sure you go follow her. What's your IG handle?
I don't know. I don't have IG.
No, she doesn't have IG. She's only, how do you make appointments?
Business cards.
Mm-hmm. She has a phone number. What's your phone number?
only special people get phone number.
Oh.
You can just have the Gmail, which is, the Gmail is Kim's Hair Salon 41@gmail.com.
So yeah, hear that? Make sure you guys write that down on a piece of paper. Send her an email and she will get back to you in how many days?
3 days or less.
3 days or less. So if you text her today, she won't be available tomorrow because she's staying for the weekend. So she's staying till Monday. So she'll be back in Arizona on Monday, right?
Yeah. I do people's hair for weddings and stuff.
All right. So y'all hear that? Y'all can get your hair done for these social distancing coronavirus weddings, but you guys shall not be having. How do you feel about your clients?
No serious inquiries, by the way, so don't actually go to Gmail looking for a wedding hairstyle because you're going to get no response.
So what do you want them to do?
I want them to just listen to this whole thing so that I can get money and then go to Five Below and spend it on anime posters. Yeah.
You hear that? So, no serious inquiries, only
No serious inquiries, only joking, because I will not get back to you.
I'm sorry, guys, she only does people's hair that she knows, and so she knows all of Arizona. Shout out to y'all, okay? This podcast is dedicated to y'all.
Shout out to Becky.
Becky with the good hair.
I'm not done. I didn't even start. Leave it. Stop touching it.
So... Yeah, I'm sorry. She's booked. She's booked all the way until next year, actually. So she won't be taking no clients. But you know what she will be doing?